The Vikings split their season series with the Metlakatla Chiefs, winning two at home early in the season, then losing two in Metlakatla in the final weeks. But Petersburg took the one that mattered at the regional tournament, holding on for a 58-52 victory. Petersburg coach Rick Brock points out all four regular season games between the two teams were close, but he thought his team really hit its stride in that championship game.
I was real happy to see us finish the tournament playing well as a team again and looking more comfortable on the court. And, I had a lot of people say that was just a well-played, hard-fought ball game. Take my hat off to Metlakatla and their kids, quality program, quality coach. And for us to beat them was a tough task, and real happy for our boys to step up to the challenge and play well. And we had a great crowd. It was the cheerleaders were getting judged that game. And, we always have a great pep band, but that gym was pretty loud, especially for a two-way game. There was a lot of people there, and we had great fan support, and it really helped us.
Stuart Kahn led the team in scoring with 24 points in that game. Wolf Brooks had 15, Alan McKay 9, and Blaine Volk put in 7 for the Vikings. It made a difference to have Brooks back on the court after he was injured in Metlakatla back in February. Meanwhile, the Chiefs went on to beat Wrangell for the number 2 seed at the regional tournament. The Vikings got to the championship game with a narrow 38-35 win over the Wrangell Wolves in the opening round of that competition. And Kahn, Brooks, McKay, and Mark Niedefer were named to the all-conference team. Brooks and Loudon Sandhofer won good sports awards, and Blaine Volk won the free throw contest between all the 2A, 3A, and 4A schools at the regional competition. Brock says it feels good to win that region title.
I always say getting out of our conference to head north is, I think, just as difficult as being successful as state. Especially the quality of coaches we have, the traditionally strong programs. And then you never know what's going to happen at tournament time. So real happy to get out of there with the number 1 seed.
The top seed in Southeast this year is only good enough for the number 3 seed at the state tournament. The defending champs, Unalaska, who beat the Vikings in the state championship last year, are the top seed, while Unalakleet holds the number 2 spot. The Vikings didn't get a chance to play either team this year, but watched the two play each other during a tournament in Anchorage at the start of the season.
Obviously, I think Unalaska coming back in and being seeded number 1 is everybody's favorite. But I think there are four or five teams who, if they get on a roll, could cut the nets.
Petersburg opens up the tournament against Point Hope, also called Tickagack, on Thursday at 5 p.m. Petersburg's girls team won 1 and lost 2 at the regional tournament, knocked out of contention Friday morning by Wrangell 30-19. Maddie Parker, Chandler Strickland, and Katie Brock each scored 6 points in that game for Petersburg. The Craig Lady Panthers took the regional crown, upsetting top seed Metlakatla, and the Miss Chiefs battled back for the second seed. Petersburg girls coach Dino Brock thought the competition was tough.
The teams in our league are, I think Craig and Metlakatla will represent themselves very well up at the state level. Wrangell obviously has a good young squad. Haynes very competitive. So the teams in our league are very good, and I thought that we did a very good job up there.
Losing the opening round game to Craig meant the Vikings had to play at 8 a.m. both Thursday and Friday, but Brock did not think that affected Petersburg's game. It did hurt the team not having injured senior Emma Chase in the lineup for all 3 games.
Well, yeah, obviously you take the one of the top players in the league off of any team, and you can see the difference. And her leadership, her scoring, obviously rebounding, were missed. But the kids that were on the floor really stepped up and did a very nice job.
Chase and Strickland were named to the all-conference team, and all 3 seniors, Chase, Strickland, and Sydney Guthrie, made the all-academic team, while Guthrie and Katie Brock won good sports awards. Coach Brock calls it a good season for his team.
I thought we played very well. We were competitive with everybody that we played from the start of the season when we went 3-1. Up in the rally, the region's tournament in Anchorage, all the way through our season. We gave our best against everybody we played. We took Metlakatla, which is a second-ranked team in the state right now, to a 3-point loss at home. We beat Wrangell 3 out of 4 times. Overall, a very, very good season for us.
Younger players got some valuable experience at the regional tournament and will be counted on as Strickland, Chase, and Guthrie graduate this year. Brock thinks Bristol Bay is the favorite to take the state title this week in Anchorage. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.